that's how I feel today. I feel like in this whole motherhood influencer world, I just feel like I'm on a treadmill that I can't get off of. Things that weren't bringing me joy were working with brands, forcing myself to do Instagram reels because that's what the algorithm wants and prioritizes. I hate feeling like I have to post every day or the algorithm will start to deprioritize me. And I just ultimately felt like I was forcing creativity. And that's not why I started my content creation journey.
Welcome to the New Mamas Podcast. This podcast was created to help first-time moms everywhere navigate this new stage of life and to talk about the honest and the raw moments in motherhood. I'm your host, Lena Forrestal. I'm a working mom by day and a blogger and photographer by mid-afternoon. And as a first-time mom myself, I'm on this journey with you. So, new mamas, let's do it. Let's kick off the episode and get to the good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's been a while since I've done a solo episode and I'm not really sure why because I really love doing these. I think I've just probably been like super swamped and haven't had time to really give you all an update, but let's jump right in. So I am 11 months postpartum and yeah, Archie's turning one next month, which is insane. I feel like this was the weirdest year ever. And I know I'm not the only one who thinks that, obviously. And I've been reflecting a lot. Like, this is going to be a year that really goes down in history. Like, Archie only knows everyone in masks. Like, I spent the majority of the year alone. Like, of course, it took a toll on my mental health. I mean, it took a toll on everyone's mental health. And I think that's what I want to talk about a little bit today is why I had, like, 2 weeks ago, I had a pretty bad breakdown. I have a journal and I wrote some things in my journal that I was really afraid for people to read. I guess to be 100% transparent, I was writing that, you know, I've been really overwhelmed. I've been working till midnight, one in the morning, every night for months. I think since this podcast launched, since January. And it's not just the podcast that I've been working on, but it's my Instagram, it's working with brands, it's pitching, it's trying to stay on top of blogging, and then of course my full-time job. And I think I hit a point where I was so overwhelmed that I wrote in my journal that I wasn't, you know, what would it be like to not wake up tomorrow? And would anyone actually miss me? And would anyone actually care? And I think I was just feeling really low. Like, there was like a really low point in my life. And I wouldn't really call it, I don't want to call it suicidal thoughts because I feel like it sounds maybe worse than it was. But I was just feeling so overwhelmed. And that's really hard. It's hard to admit and to say that. And of course, I don't mean that because I love my life and I love Archie and my family and everything. But I think I just put so much pressure on myself to perform that I spent the whole day like just crying and I wrote stuff in my journal. And this is where the scary part happened. So I put the journal, I like to write usually after I drop Archie off at daycare, I go to my workout class, I sit in the parking lot because I'm there early and I journal. Well, I put the journal in Archie's baby bag and I forgot it. And I forgot it in his baby bag. And I was so scared for the daycare people to read it because, you know, and this is why a lot of mothers don't share how they're feeling. I was like, oh my God, what if they read that I'm feeling so overwhelmed and that I, like, would anyone miss me if I just disappeared and all this stuff? Like, what, like, you know, I was like, are they going to think I'm unstable? Are they going to take my child away? Like I called my sister in a panic and I was like crying my eyes out. And that was a huge wake up call for me that what I was doing just wasn't sustainable. And it wasn't. Like I was just putting so much pressure on myself to perform in every single thing in my life. And I had like the big realization that, like, I always told people, oh, I'm not type A, I'm not type A, but I think I am type A. Like everything I do, I want to do it to absolute perfection. I want to excel. I will work hard. I am a workhorse. I am always working. Like I'm always thinking about how I can make something better. If I'm learning photography, how can I learn it to the highest capability? How can I, right? I just, everything I do, I want to do it 100%. And that's not a bad thing, right? But it is a bad thing because I can get stretched thin really easily if I'm taking on more than I can chew, which is what happened. And I'm feeling better today. I think because of that breakdown, I realized that I needed to make a change. And I guess let me back up and just, I'll tell you like what has been weighing on my mind so much. So I was trying to be basically a full-time content creator on Instagram, right? I was really leaning into the whole motherhood influencer thing. I was trying to put as much effort into it as I could, engaging with folks, engaging in the community, joining Clubhouse chats every single day. I had it written in my to-do list daily. Join one Clubhouse chat for half an hour and pitch your podcast. And I mean, through that, I saw a lot of success. Like I was able to connect with people. I got some really good speakers. Like I grew the podcast. It did work. But I was doing it in between my full-time job. Like if I took a break, for example, if I took a break from meetings and I got up to go make lunch, I would multitask. I would make lunch and be on Clubhouse to pitch my podcast and meet people. If I was doing anything that was like downtime, I was on Instagram and commenting on people's posts and following like-minded people and sending DMs and sending voice notes and answering DMs. If I was on my Peloton, I would work out and answer DMs or engage or do Instagram or pitch companies at the same time. What the heck? Like I look back and I'm like, this person was so driven, yes, but also just nuts. Like it's not sustainable. It was not sustainable for my life because I was trying to be a full-time content creator while also having a full-time job that I loved. And I guess, how did I get there, right? So actually, wait, let me back up before I share about how I got there. After my breakdown and I got my journal back, so the daycare people, as far as I know, like didn't read my journal, thank goodness. Or if they did, they didn't say anything. So yeah, I just had to take a breath. But so I wrote in my list, I have like my journal open, things that I missed. Like I started off there. I was like, okay, Lena, what do you miss? Because where you are now is not even what you want to be doing. Like, I don't have joy. I'm going to be honest. I don't find joy in working with brands right now. Like, that's not exciting to me. Like, it's just not. And it's okay for me to admit it. So the things that I miss, and I'm going to write, I wrote this down, April 28th, feeling fit. That was the first thing that came to mind. And it's true. My health has deteriorated over the last year, or not deteriorated, that's like a very dramatic word, but for the last couple of years, like I have not been in a healthy journey in my body. I mean, I guess healthy in some ways where I really got over a lot of my disordered eating habits, and that was very, very positive. So when we were traveling in Thailand, like I ate with reckless abandon, I ate with love, I ate with the pure enjoyment of being able to enjoy food, which was phenomenal. Because if you've also been following me for a while, you know that I suffered from an eating disorder in my late teens, early 20s, and then suffered from orthorexia, which is an obsession with healthy food and working out, and disordered eating. Like, I could never, it was a habit of mine that I could just never break. I feel like once you do have like a mental illness, like an eating, like I had anorexia, and I feel like it's something that you never truly recover from. Like, it always stays with you throughout your life, and it's just finding different ways to cope and to heal. But anyway, so I ate really well, I was enjoying food, and I gained weight, and that's okay. But when I came home from Thailand, I was already the heaviest I'd ever been, and then I got pregnant. So then all that weight on top of being already heavy, and I had gestational diabetes, which is related to genetics, right? Diabetes runs in my family. So I was already at risk for gestational diabetes, but that was really hard. I had to take insulin every night. I had to prick my finger, check my blood sugar 4 times a day. It was a commitment. And I remember there were like nights where I was like, I cannot wait for this to be over. And the one thing that sucks about gestational diabetes is once you get it, for the rest of your life, you're at risk for developing type 2 diabetes, which I definitely don't want. It's really hard eating like 30 grams of carbs a meal, not being able to eat any sugar, not being able to enjoy the things that you could enjoy. And it's not because you're on a diet. It's because your health is at risk if you eat that piece of chocolate. Like, that was crazy. I remember I had to eat a lot of keto, and I remember thinking, why would anyone in their mind choose to eat keto? It is so miserable. I couldn't have an apple because it had too many carbs in it. Isn't that nuts? An apple or a banana. I couldn't eat banana because it was too high in sugar. It's just crazy. So I wrote that I miss feeling fit, because I do. I don't miss the disordered eating, and I don't miss the obsession with exercise, but I did miss just feeling strong. And that's something I haven't felt in a while. I loved the way I looked in my clothes. I felt confident in how I looked. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that. That's how I feel. I've always been fit my whole life. I've always been an athlete. And I think that's okay to miss that. And then I also wrote that I miss YouTubing and blogging. And I think what I mean by that is not so much being a full-time content creator, but just the creation process. Because then I also wrote the magic of editing, ... creating. When I first started my content creator journey, I started as just a way to capture John and I's travels. One of the things that drew us to each other was our love for travel and exploration. We traveled a lot in our relationship, and we hadn't been together very long. So it's pretty funny. Like, there were often times where we were working through, like, just getting to know each other, but we would be in another part of the world. So I started blogging as a way to capture a lot of those travels. And I remember I used to shoot on a GoPro, like, but it was so much fun. And then when we moved to Thailand, it was just such a great opportunity to capture our life there. I wish that I made more YouTube videos, but I was such a perfectionist for quality that I wish I didn't care. Like, I wish I just captured what I captured, even if the footage was not so great, because it's just all about the storytelling and the personality. And I'm even smiling thinking about it, because I feel like YouTube and blogging just brings out another side of me. Like, it brings out who I really am, who is this kind of like quirky, nerdy, like silly, doesn't take herself too seriously kind of person. And that's who I love. Like, I love that part of me, that persona of me, the person who can just joke. Like I've always been a jokester, but I also do have the tendency of taking things really, really seriously. So you can see how that duality can be like difficult, challenging to navigate sometimes. And I also wrote that I hate or I miss not being in a race with everybody. And that's how I feel today. I feel like in this whole motherhood influencer world, I just feel like I'm on a treadmill that I can't get off of. Things that weren't bringing me joy were working with brands, forcing myself to do Instagram reels because that's what the algorithm wants and prioritizes. I hate feeling like I have to post every day or the algorithm will start to deprioritize me. And I just ultimately felt like I was forcing creativity. And that's not why I started my content creation journey. I remember even like saying to someone, like someone was telling me how I could monetize my YouTube channel. And I remember saying to them, I don't really care about monetizing. I just want to do it for fun. And it was true at the time when I started. It really was fun because I loved my job. I worked for a company called CA Technologies and I loved my full-time job, loved my team, loved my boss, loved everything about it. So I had no desire to like make, you know, to take another career option or become a full-time content creator. But then we all got laid off because our company got bought out by another bigger tech company and they just got rid of the entire marketing organization, which was like 900 people plus. And I was one of those people. And then I was kind of forced with, well, maybe I will try to go full-time content creator and make money because I have no other job. So I started freelancing. I started doing photography. I started doing videography. And I started working with brands and making money off of my social media presences because while we lived overseas, while we lived in Thailand, I started to build an audience. And the audience kept growing and they wanted to see, you know, follow our journey and our adventures through Southeast Asia. And yeah, and then so that happened. And then I got a job that I didn't like. So I started working for a healthcare company and the culture was awful. It was such a toxic place that it became a place that I was like, you know what? This is just for a paycheck. I'm working just for a paycheck. I don't love it. It's okay. And then I'm going to go full time on this, you know, blogging stuff. So that's what I did. And that was the mindset that I was in. And at the time, I don't think I was very overwhelmed because the job I hated also, like it wasn't very demanding. And it was a place where I really, like, I could do something on the side and I wanted to do something on the side because my heart, like, truly wasn't in it. And so then I got a job I do love. So now I work for Cisco WebEx and I love my job and I love my team and I love the company so much and I want to do a good job there. So now I took that whole like, okay, full-time content creator engine and I've been running on that. And then I added a full-time job that I do love and want to put effort into. And then the combination of all that means I'm working till 1 a.m. every night and I'm not seeing my husband and I'm not taking time for myself. And I just burned out. It's May, like it's the beginning of May and it's not even halfway through the year. And I have burnt myself out. Yeah, and then in between that, I also had a baby and started a podcast, but that's like a whole nother thing. But yeah, so that's my content creator journey. And it's interesting that I basically wrote, like what I wrote was I don't want to get off this. I don't want to not create anymore. I just don't want to work with brands. I don't want to feel the pressure to have to be creative or have to do something creative because an algorithm or a brand wants me to. I just want to do it for fun. And why I ultimately started was to connect with people and make friends, which Instagram is amazing for. I have met so many amazing people through Instagram, and I couldn't be more thankful. So that's it. I quit working with brands. You might see me work with a couple companies here and there, but overall, I am not going to pitch anymore, and I'm not going to say yes to something that I don't want to say yes to. Because sometimes I just say yes, or I pitch because I like the feeling of like winning something. Like, I feel like when I pitch, or when a brand offers me, you know, money to post, I just get excited about landing that deal and not really about the project itself. So if that tells you anything, it tells you that I do have the tendency to be monetarily driven, right? And that's just who I am. I've always been a hustler. But right now, I just really need to take time for myself and focus on my mental health. So here are some things that I wrote in my journal about what my priorities were. So after I wrote about things I miss, I wrote about my priorities. And I tried to do this without any thinking. I just put pen to paper and I wrote. And I wrote my family. Like, I want time uninterrupted, 100% focused on Archie and my husband. My other priority is my health. I need to lose weight for my health. I cannot get pregnant again at the weight that I'm at. It would be detrimental to my health. I think I would 100%, actually not even I think, my doctor told me that I will develop type 2 diabetes if I don't watch my weight. And that's a wake-up call again. So my health is my ultimate priority. My work at WebEx, I love my job. I want to excel. I want to do really well at it. So that is a priority for me. And then my farm and the house, it really hasn't, you know, that the farm and my house hasn't been a priority for me since we moved in. It's like everything else took priority. I spent too much time scrolling on Instagram when I could have been working on my house. And that sucks. It sucks to admit that, but I won't get into it in this episode. But I think it also is because my that whole wanting to be a full-time content creator journey came cell phone addiction, and more than cell phone, I guess, like social media addiction. So I think that's why a lot of times I did just get sucked into scrolling on Instagram instead of doing things that I had to do or that I wanted to do. And then my other priorities are my podcast. I really love this platform. I love connecting with people. I love telling stories and uncovering others' stories. So that's something that I'm not going to stop. Although I am slowing down on interviews because I am gearing down season one. And then season two of the podcast will probably take form in me having a monthly co-host. So I am probably going to have a rotating co-host staff that will help me host different topics and different episodes and guests. And I think that will be really fun, because I notice that sometimes I listen to podcasts with two co-hosts and I feel a little bit of jealousy. Like, I wish I had that. Like, I know that sounds really lame, but I guess I just like wish, like, I wish I had like a friend like that, that I could like, we could like, you know, talk back and forth and host like important topics and have important discussions, but then also have a little bit of fun. So I don't know. So season two is going to take shape in that way. And then I also want to prioritize blogging. I've always loved to write. I've always been a writer ever since I could write. I remember always writing creatively. So it's something that I do want to get back into, because I also think that writing is a muscle, and if you don't work it all the time, if you're not reading and writing, like your writing really suffers, at least mine does. So yeah, so that's what I want to prioritize on. Things that I did immediately to start to feel better was I muted Clubhouse notifications. That was hard because I got so used to seeing the notifications pop up that so-and-so is in a room talking about this thing. You should join them. Or this person pinged me or pinged you into a room. You should join them. And I would always go. I answered the call, but I was always on call, and that was hard. So I muted Clubhouse, and wow, do I feel like there's a lot less noise in my head. I also set a 30-minute Instagram limit. Yeah, that was a hard one too. And I'll admit there are some days that I go over that limit. Like I'll just click remind me in 15 minutes. But what I like about the 30-minute limit is that it's always reminding me how much time I've spent scrolling or doing stuff on Instagram. So if I do click remind me in 15 minutes, it will shut up. In 15 minutes, it'll like shut me down and say your time limit has elapsed. Remind me in 15, or just say okay. So it's good. It's helping set that boundary with me and social media. And the other thing I did was I stopped bringing my cell phone up to bed with me. I leave my phone downstairs on a charger, and then I have an old school alarm clock that wakes me up in the morning if Archie doesn't wake me up first. And I lay in bed and I read. It's been awesome because through that, I've been able to read I'm reading the Bridgerton series. So I started with book two. I finished book two, book three, and I'm on book four now. The reason why I started with book two is because book one was Bridgerton, the Netflix series. And I was afraid that because I know what happens, I would get bored and not want to read it through, because that's just the personality I am. If I already know what's going to happen, it's really hard for me to read the book over. So yeah. So anyway, I read book two, book three, and I think I'm going to finish the series and then go to book one. That's what I'm going to do. But yeah. And then I also, so things I still need to do. Oh, and then the last two things that I did that have made me feel better is I set intentions every day through journaling. I told you that I journal every day in the morning. I set my alarm to 5 minutes and I write for 5 minutes. And you know what? Sometimes I set the alarm again for another 5 minutes and I write for 10 minutes. But I put like no pressure on myself to write. I'm like, you can write for 5 minutes, and it really helps. It's been really helping a lot. And I feel less pressure to do brand deals. I took that pressure off. And I feel so much lighter. It feels great to not have to do that because it's a full-time job. A lot of people don't realize it, but it totally is. And so things I need to do, I still need to find a therapist. I admit that like the process is intimidating to me. So I think that's why I haven't done so, but I'm definitely energized by hearing that other people go through the process and they find someone that they really like and they connect with. So I know it's just something I need to put in the calendar, go on Psychology Today or go on my healthcare provider website and do it, because I think I will feel a lot better when I have someone to talk about all these things with. So yeah, that is definitely what I need to do. And that is my mental health update. I also want to talk about, you know, I alluded a little bit to like having to lose weight and feeling ready. And I want to talk about losing the baby weight and just my journey with that. So right now, I feel ready to lose the baby weight. I think it's possible to want to lose it or want to lose weight in general, but not be ready emotionally to do it, because it does take a lot of time and commitment. So every morning I go to my workout class. I do like a 30-minute boot camp class that's really good. Like we do like Tabatas and like every minute on the minute like things, and it's really great. We do it with, it's mostly body weight movements with some dumbbells and kettlebells, and that's all I want. Actually, one of my, like, there was like a competition today that they wanted me to compete in, and I said no, because that's just not what I want to do. Like, again, going back to, if I'm doing something, I want to do it 100%, and I just didn't feel like my mom, like I didn't want the stress and the pressure of having to compete, even though it was just like a timed event. And apparently it's like the first event to qualify for the Spartan race. I don't want to do it. Like I just, there's no, like I want to lose weight, but there's no inkling in my body that I want to compete. I'm competing with myself right now. Like if I work out really hard in a workout, like it's for me. And what's great is that in the last 2 weeks, I lost 2 pounds. I lost body fat and I increased muscle mass. So it's been working and I've been eating healthy and eating well. And it just feels like I'm on like a really positive slope upwards, downwards, wherever I'm going. I feel like it's been really positive. And I think it's because I feel emotionally ready to try and lose the weight. And I guess my why, I think maybe for the longest time, my why wasn't strong enough. Like my why was because I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like the way I felt in my clothes. I felt really uncomfortable. But then my why became because you want to get pregnant again, right? You want to have another baby. Well, if you get pregnant right now at the weight you're at, you're going to get diabetes. You're going to like develop type 2 diabetes and you don't want that. And that was a good enough why for me because I still want to enjoy pizza and ice cream and like all that stuff. So, and I know you can't, I know like someone will definitely send me a message and say, well, you can just take insulin. Like it's not a big deal. Take insulin, have your pizza and ice cream. But as a personal choice, that's just not the lifestyle I want to live. I'd rather just watch what I eat and work out than have to take insulin because I did it while I was pregnant and I really just didn't enjoy it. So that's where I'm at. I'm really excited to lose the weight. I'm excited to feel fit again. And ultimately, I'm excited to get pregnant again. Just not anytime soon because I feel like our life is still chaos and we're just not ready yet. But I know we'll feel ready at some point. Just not now. But in terms of like Archie milestones, so Archie is 11 months old. He is saying mama, dada, but I don't think he really knows like I'm mama and John is dada. I think he thinks John is bebe. Like that's what he says. He goes bebe. I think that's what he think John's name is. But he's like making all these noises. He's crawling very, very fast. He is getting into everything. He's doing every dangerous thing. If there's like a ton of things in a room and there's one dangerous thing, he goes for the one very dangerous thing. So I can't take my eyes off of him if he's not sleeping. Even then, I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? So, but he's not walking yet. He is standing. Yesterday, he like crawled up to me and put his hands up on me and like stood. And then he took his hands off and he just stood unassisted. And I think I scared him because I was like, oh, buddy, you're standing. Like I like freaked out and then it like startled him and he like fell over. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, poor thing. But he's not walking yet. Like we're kind of working on it. I stand him up and I like spread his legs with my hands. I'm like, look, buddy, like you need to balance like this. And then he'll almost let himself fall over and laugh on the way down. Like he's definitely, he'll fall. He'll like laugh as he's falling and then falls on his face. Well, I mean, I catch him, but you know what I mean? Like he's definitely a thrill seeker. I can already see that this kid is definitely his mother's son, his father's son, because I can tell that he's just going to have this really deep sense of adventure and fearlessness that John and I both have. Like, I feel like I do struggle with anxiety and I hate flying and all this stuff, but it's never stopped me from having that sense of adventure and just going for it. I guess I've always been fearless in that even if something like scares the bejesus out of me, I still do it and I just go for it. So that's, I guess, what I could hope for in a child. And I guess I say that with like a grain of salt, because his sense of adventure and fearlessness, like as he's hurling himself off the bed and I'm like, cat, literally like mom reflexes, he hurls himself off the bed and I like catch him with like 2 inches to spare. Like it's ridiculous. Like I'm exhausted by the end of the day because I've basically just been like catching him or grabbing him or pulling him from something that he shouldn't be on. It's just like, it's crazy. Get this kid a padded room to play in. Because even when we baby proof, like he just like charges and knocks everything down. But anyway, thank you. If you've made it this far, thank you for listening to me ramble and listening to my solo episode. I want to hear how you're feeling. Is anyone else feeling a similar way about like the Instagram never-ending treadmill? I know that not all of my listeners are creators, so some things might have been hard to, you know, identify with, but I guess it's nice to hear it from, I guess hear what happens behind the scenes is interesting too, because I think a lot of people don't know. So yeah, tell me how you're feeling, like slide into my DMs. As I just said that I'm trying to take a break from Instagram, but anyway, I love having conversations with people. So yeah, slide into my DMs. Tell me how you're feeling. Where are you in your postpartum journey? Like, how did you feel when you were about a year in? I'm curious to learn how everyone else feels around this time. I feel like I'm coming up for air, but I still don't feel ready for baby number 2. I feel like we're just starting to kind of get our life like on track and in order, but I'm also giving myself the grace that we've also been through a lot this last year. And yeah, and it's okay. Like if it took me a long time to get my house in order, that's fine. And that's it. Just showing myself love and grace, because it starts with self-love, and I know that. And now I feel like I finally have it. So yeah, thank you all for listening. This was really therapeutic and I love talking to you. So have a good rest of your day, and don't forget to, I was just gonna say, don't forget to subscribe, like as if this was like a YouTube video, but I guess like don't forget to subscribe because it's a podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment down below, blah 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 blah. I miss my YouTubing days. I really do. Like it was so much fun, YouTube. I think I might, maybe when things calm down so I'm not like giving myself like one more thing to do, maybe I'll try to YouTube again. Because one thing, not to like, I was just saying goodbye, but like not to get off track again, is that one of the things I do wish was this whole year went by of Archie's life and I didn't capture it on video. I did here and there on like my phone, but I didn't do vlogs. So is it too late to start? I would tell someone it's never too late to start, but then in my mind I feel like it's too late to start. And then watch, he's gonna be 6 and I'm gonna say, why didn't I YouTube his like first 6 years of life, right? So maybe it's just motivation. Maybe that's my why, is that it's like old school, like old tapes that we had of ourselves growing up. Maybe this is that for him. So yeah. All right, everyone, I talked your ear off for way too long, but much love. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for listening. Bye. Until next episode. Bye.
For joining us this week on the New Mamas Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite listening platform. Have a friend that would like this podcast? Share the love. Stay in touch. Definitely give us a follow on Instagram at New Mamas Podcast. I'd also love to continue the conversation with you on my personal account, so let's be friends. Slide into my DMs at Lena Forrestal. Finally, be sure to check out my blog at lenaforestal.com for all things motherhood, homesteading, and recipes that both you and baby will love. Thanks again, and stay tuned for next week's episode.